one of aviation's oldest manufacturers, makes news in the 21st century. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. One of the most enjoyable parts of EAA AirVenture, for me anyway, is getting to spend some quality time with the people who manufacture products for the general and experimental aviation marketplaces. One of those people this year has been Rhett Ross, president of Teledyne Continental Motors, a century-old company which has a number of new initiatives to discuss. Rhett, what are they?
Well, this year we're focusing on updating our old engines with some new electronics, and really it's all about alternative fuels this year. So,
now, we're about to go flying in the Cirrus SR22 G3 turbo, but this is not the turbo that people are used to if they've flown the Cirrus up to this point. What does the Continental turbo package bring that the one from Cirrus is not at this point?
Well, this is a factory turbo installation that we're doing for backward retrofit, first and foremost. But what it brings is it brings more power, the same fuel economy, better climb, better cruise. Basically, for those of you that like to go fast, it's a go-fast kind of plane now.
Is this aimed primarily at folks who have a normally aspirated plane now, or is this considered an upgrade from the Tornado Alley installation that's coming from Cirrus?
Well, right now there's about 3,000 Cirrus aircraft out there, normally aspirated and turbo, with the Tornado Alley. They're going to start coming up on TBOs here before too much longer. This is aimed at being an upgrade for normally aspirated if somebody wants to go there. It's also aimed at an option for somebody who hits TBO with their Tornado Alley turbo as well.
Okay, now the O200D was an engine that was developed specifically for the Cessna Skycatcher. There's an O200 lightweight. Tell us briefly the differences and why this is news for folks at Oshkosh.
Well, the O200 lightweight and the O200D are really one and the same. I prefer lightweight because it's aimed at being an engine that anybody can use. It's also aimed at being an engine that we can produce more of and cheaper by keeping one consistent model as opposed to customizing every time. The lightweight is a 25-pound lighter engine than our traditional O200A. It's 100 horsepower continuous, and maybe if you want it on the experimental side to goose it a little bit, you might get a little bit more. But this is aimed at anybody who wants to get some more payload out of their aircraft.
What else has Continental got to show attendees at Oshkosh this year?
Well, we have some more announcements on our FADEC aircraft. As some of you might have seen, we're out really trying to move FADEC into the mainstream. We've done some fuel economy flights showing the advantages for the pilots. Recently, we have a FADEC here with us. We will be announcing a turbo FADEC, just achieved certification yesterday, and we'll be moving that forward rapidly into production. And beyond that, it's really this year all about the factory. Our booth, if you come visit it, will have a lot of stuff about the factory. We've brought some factory personnel this year. We want people to understand the factory is not just another assembly shop. The factory is really producing high-quality parts, first time, every time, that go into engines.
More with TCM President Rhett Ross in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
This year at Oshkosh, you can't help but notice the crowd swarming around Garmin booths 4035 A, B, and C, checking out the new G600 and G500 glass cockpit display systems. These retrofit units are designed to drop right into your existing panel, taking the place of your old six-pack instrument cluster. They work with your Garmin avionics stack. They'll connect with most GA autopilots, and coolest of all, a scaled version of Garmin's SVT synthetic vision with 3D terrain now comes standard on G600 and optional on G500. Garmin, follow the leader at Garmin.com.
Can't make it to Oshkosh this year? Teledyne Continental Motors is offering exclusive web discounts on factory new and rebuild engines for the first 50 engines ordered now through August 2nd for any engine owner unable to attend AirVenture. Check out www.genuinecontinental.aero or call 888-221-6442 for a quote.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 G2. Interested in a substantial airplane that remains practical and affordable? Whether you're a non-pilot looking to begin flying lessons, a pilot needing personal transportation, or a fleet customer selecting the best plane to meet the demands of a multiple aircraft operation, consider the SR20 G2. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, and you're hearing my interview with Teledyne Continental Motors President Rhett Ross, conducted over the weekend before opening day at EAA AirVenture 2009. Rhett, in the last year especially, Continental has been making the case that an engine from the factory is a much better proposition value-wise than a rebuild or an overhaul. Are you prepared to show people here at Oshkosh why that's the case at your display?
Absolutely. This year we've brought actual factory parts, including crankshafts, conrods, pistons, and other components for people to look at, touch, feel, and see what the factory can do. We've also brought a factory representative, somebody who actually assembles and tests the engines, whether they're rebuilt or new. What we want customers to understand is when they come to the factory, whether they buy a new engine or a rebuilt engine, they're pretty much getting the same engine. Our rebuilt engines use a high level of new parts. The number of parts that we have brought back to factory limits that are used in the average engine tend to be pretty low, but they are maintained the same way as the factory. We're not an overhaul shop in that we don't have an area where we disassemble engines and then put them back together. When we recover parts, they go back through the same manufacturing processes, get put on the shelf in our inventory area, and then are pulled and kitted to engines for assembly, where they're assembled, new and rebuilt are assembled side by side, and they're tested side by side. And then the final thing is, the thing we're most proud of is when you call to get a factory engine, the price we quote is the price you will get. There are no hidden surprises, no when we open the engine or when we open your core, we're going to back charge you or do something else.
Well, we really appreciate the chance to get together with you for a few minutes, Rhett, before the thing really gears up here, because I know it's going to be a crazy week. But we look forward to seeing the crowds at the booth, and thanks for sharing some time with our listeners today.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you at our booth as well.
My guest has been Teledyne Continental Motors President Rhett Ross. Find more information on anything we've discussed at www.genuinecontinental.aero. And you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.